Lesson 5, A Survey. Part A, Listen, Write, and Speak.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue twice and write down the questions asked by the interviewer. The first one has been written out for you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wonder if you'd like to answer a few questions.
Well,
we're doing a market survey.
Depends what sort of questions they are, eh?
Well, it's questions about your sleeping habits.
Sleeping habits?
Mm.
Well, I suppose that's all right. Yes, well, what do you want to know?
Right. What would you do if you heard a strange noise in the middle of the night?
I'd wonder what it was, I suppose. And then I'd, see if it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
I would lie awake a little while, waiting to see if it happened again. And if it did, I suppose I'd get up
mm-hmm.
and go and see what it was.
Very courageous. If you can't get to sleep at night, what do you do? Have you a special method?
Well, I generally go to sleep straight away. I don't have any trouble getting to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do have, occasionally happens about once every 6 months, I suppose, that I can't go to sleep. And then I lie awake and I think about things.
Mm. Mm. Think about things. And what about before going to bed? What do you do before you go to bed?
Well, it depends. If I've been out, I don't do anything. I just come home and go straight to bed. I clean my teeth.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's one thing I do before I go to bed. Well, I occasionally read a bit, but if I read, I tend to go straight to sleep. I can usually read about a page and then I go straight off.
Mm, yes, me too. Yeah. And when you dream, what do you dream about?
Ah, now that's a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been dreaming a great deal recently, as it happens.
Have you?
Mm.
Have you?
I've had dreams every single... Well, all the way through my holidays. I've just come back from my holiday and I've been dreaming every single night. Quite worrying dreams. Very worrying dreams. For example, I had a dream about parrots the other night.
Parrots?
Yeah, green parrots. I mean, they shouldn't have been there because we weren't in any tropical country or anything.
No.
It was a flock of parrots.
A flock?
A flock. A whole flock of parrots.
That's funny.
And there I was, climbing up this stream bed...
Yes.
...with these parrots flying around. Most extraordinary.
Really? Yes. Would you describe that as a nightmare?
Well, it's rather worrying, don't you think?
Very. Well, another question, sir. How much time do you spend making your bed every day?
I don't spend any time at all. I just get out and then I get back in the evening.
I see. So no time at all. And, yes, the last question. Have you had any people complaining about your sleeping habits?
Complaining?
Yes. That is to say...
What would they complain of?
Do you perhaps snore at night?
No, I don't snore.
Perhaps you talk in your sleep?
No, I tend to take up rather a lot of room, though.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes, I do tend to use up more than my fair share of the bed, yes.
But you...
Roll around a bit.
But you've had no complaints?
Well, I occasionally get complaints, but I don't take much notice of them. What can you do?
Yes, quite so. Well, thank you very much indeed, sir. You've been very cooperative and helpful.
Yes, well, thank you. Yes, it was quite interesting speaking to you, actually.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now listen again.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wonder if you'd like to answer a few questions.
Well,
we're doing a market survey.
Depends what sort of questions they are, eh?
Well, it's questions about your sleeping habits.
Sleeping habits?
Mm.
Well, I suppose that's all right. Yes, well, what do you want to know?
Right. What would you do if you heard a strange noise in the middle of the night?
I'd wonder what it was, I suppose. And then I'd see if it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
I would lie awake a little while, waiting to see if it happened again. And if it did, I suppose I'd get up
mm-hmm.
and go and see what it was.
Very courageous. If you can't get to sleep at night, what do you do? Have you a special method?
Well, I generally go to sleep straight away. I don't have any trouble getting to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do have, occasionally happens about once every 6 months, I suppose, that I can't go to sleep. And then I lie awake and I think about things.
Mm. Mm. Think about things. And what about before going to bed? What do you do before you go to bed?
Well, it depends. If I've been out, I don't do anything. I just come home and go straight to bed. I clean my teeth.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's one thing I do before I go to bed. Well, I occasionally read a bit, but if I read, I tend to go straight to sleep. I usually read about a page and then I go straight off.
Mm. Yes, me too. Yeah. And when you dream, what do you dream about?
Ah, now that's a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been dreaming a great deal recently, as it happens.
Have you?
Mm.
Have you?
I've had dreams every single... Well, all the way through my holidays. I've just come back from my holiday and I've been dreaming every single night. Quite worrying dreams. Very worrying dreams. For example, I had a dream about parrots the other night.
Parrots?
Yeah, green parrots. I mean, they shouldn't have been there because we weren't in any tropical country or anything.
No, no.
It was a flock of parrots.
A flock?
A flock. A whole flock of parrots.
That's funny.
And there I was, climbing up this stream bed...
Yes.
...with these parrots flying around. Most extraordinary.
Really? Yes. Would you describe that as a nightmare?
Well, it's rather worrying, don't you think?
Very. Well, another question, sir. How much time do you spend making your bed every day?
I don't spend any time at all. I just get out and then I get back in the evening.
I see, so no time at all. And, yes, the last question. Have you had any people complaining about your sleeping habits?
Complaining?
Yes. That is to say...
What would they complain of?
Do you perhaps snore at night?
No, I don't snore.
Perhaps you talk in your sleep.
No, I tend to take up rather a lot of room, though.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes, yes, I do tend to use up more than my fair share of the bed, yes.
But you...
Roll around a bit.
But you've had no complaints?
Well, I occasionally get complaints, but I don't take much notice of them. What can you do?
Yes, quite so. Well, thank you very much indeed, sir. You've been very cooperative and helpful.
Yes, well, thank you, yes. It was quite interesting speaking to you, actually.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Exercise 2. Listen again and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
I wonder if you'd like to answer a few questions.
Well,
we're doing a market survey.
Depends what sort of questions they are, eh?
Well, it's questions about your sleeping habits.
Sleeping habits?
Mm.
Well, I suppose that's all right. Yes, well, what do you want to know?
Right. What would you do if you heard a strange noise in the middle of the night?
I'd wonder what it was, I suppose. And then I'd see if it happened again.
Mm-hmm.
I would lie awake a little while, waiting to see if it happened again. And if it did, I suppose I'd get up
mm-hmm.
and go and see what it was.
Very courageous. If you can't get to sleep at night, what do you do? Have you a special method?
Well, I generally go to sleep straight away. I don't have any trouble getting to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I do have, occasionally happens about once every 6 months, I suppose, that I can't go to sleep. And then I lie awake and I think about things.
Mm. Mm. Think about things. And what about before going to bed? What do you do before you go to bed?
Well, it depends. If I've been out, I don't do anything. I just come home and go straight to bed. I clean my teeth.
Good, good.
Yeah, that's one thing I do before I go to bed. Well, I occasionally read a bit, but if I read, I tend to go straight to sleep. I usually read about a page and then I go straight off.
Mm, yes, me too. Yeah. And when you dream, what do you dream about?
Ah, now that's a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been dreaming a great deal recently, as it happens.
Have you?
Mm.
Have you?
I've had dreams every single... Well, all the way through my holidays. I've just come back from my holiday and I've been dreaming every single night. Quite worrying dreams. Very worrying dreams. For example, I had a dream about parrots the other night.
Parrots?
Yeah, green parrots. I mean, they shouldn't have been there because we weren't in any tropical country or anything.
No, no.
It was a flock of parrots.
A flock?
A flock. A whole flock of parrots.
That's funny.
And there I was, climbing up this stream bed.
Yes.
With these parrots flying around. Most extraordinary.
Really? Yes. Would you describe that as a nightmare?
Well, it's rather worrying, don't you think?
Very. Well, another question, sir. How much time do you spend making your bed every day?
I don't spend any time at all. I just get out and then I get back in the evening.
I see, so no time at all. And, yes, the last question. Have you had any people complaining about your sleeping habits?
Complaining?
Yes. That is to say...
What would they complain of?
Do you perhaps snore at night?
No, I don't snore.
Perhaps you talk in your sleep.
No, I tend to take up rather a lot of room, though.
Yes, I can see that.
Yes, yes, I do tend to use up more than my fair share of the bed, yes.
But you...
Roll around a bit.
But you've had no complaints?
Well, I occasionally get complaints, but I don't take much notice of them. What can you do?
Yes, quite so. Well, thank you very much indeed, sir. You've been very cooperative and helpful.
Yes, well, thank you. Yes, it was quite interesting speaking to you, actually.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Question number one. What would the interviewee do if he heard a strange noise in the middle of the night? Question number two. What kind of dream did the interviewee have the other night? Question number three. What might the interviewee's wife complain about his sleeping habit? Question number four. Which of the following is not true? Question number five. How does the interviewee find the interview?
Part B. Listen and relax.
Directions. You're going to hear the song, I Have a Dream. Listen and sing along.
I had a dream, the sun could see to help me cope. If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe. I know the time is right for me.
Part C, Further Listening.
Directions. You are going to hear a passage. It will be read just once. Listen carefully and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Cats are creatures of habit. They like to go to sleep about the same time every day and for a certain length of time. They seem to have a natural clock inside them that tells them when to sleep. Cats supplement their regular sleep with occasional cat naps. Some experts feel that humans could also benefit from this habit. Cat naps help to build up energy in the body. They are also a good way to overcome boredom. Since cats have moods similar to those of humans, some experts believe that people can improve their moods and attitudes by catnapping. People might become happier. A number of famous people have copied cats by taking catnaps during the day. The naps would usually last from 15 to 30 minutes. Winston Churchill took catnaps. So did President Harry Truman, John Kennedy, and so on. These famous people were known for their energy. They were also able to work long hours, often late into the night. And napping was their secret. Perhaps more people could learn from cats and take naps to feel better and live longer.
Question number one. What do we know about cats from this passage? Question number two. How long do naps of some famous people usually last, according to the passage? Question number three. Which of the following statements is true? Question number four. What do some experts believe? Question number five. What is the speaker's purpose of giving this talk?
This is the end of Lesson 5.